Section 3, Waterways. As you read, look for the importance of diverse waterways in our state's history, the major rivers in Louisiana, the many different natural and man-made lakes that dot our landscape, the special significance of bayous for our state, terms, navigable, drainage basin, sediment, cutoff lake, raft lake, marsh lake, bayou. Louisiana has nearly 5,000 miles of navigable rivers, bayous, creeks, and canals. Navigable means that water is deep enough for safe travel by boat. These different types of waterways are the state's dominant physical feature. The location and physical characteristics of these bodies of water can also help us understand the state's history, its development, and how waterways have always served as central routes for both trade and transportation. The search for the great continent-long river that we know today as the Mississippi is one of the reasons explorers like La Salle were drawn here. The Mississippi ends its long journey through the center of the United States by emptying into the Gulf of Mexico. The shifting course of the river over thousands of years has also shaped the state's diverse terrain. Rivers. The state's most important river was given many names before it became known as the Mississippi. The Native American Algonquin tribe named it Mississippi, meaning the Great River, in their language. The first Spanish explorers in the region called it Rio del Espíritu Santo, which means River of the Holy Spirit. The French explorer La Salle called it the River Louis. The Mississippi River's drainage basin covers more than 1,245,000 square miles and includes all or part of 31 states and two Canadian provinces. A drainage basin is an area of land that drains into tributaries, smaller rivers and streams, and eventually into larger rivers. The river's basin resembles a funnel across the nation's center that empties water through its narrowest point into the Gulf of Mexico. Waters drain into the Mississippi basin from as far east as New York and as far west as Montana. The river carries 375 billion gallons of water through Louisiana each day. That drainage process also brings 256 million tons of sediment, material that settles to the bottom of a liquid, down the river each year. When the Mississippi flooded the land each year as part of its natural cycle, the sediment helped to reach the rich agricultural land along its banks. Because of an extensive flood control system that protects cities along the river's course, most of that sediment now drains into the Gulf of Mexico. The Red River dominates the second largest river drainage system in the state. The Red is formed from several smaller waterways, one of which is a small creek in New Mexico. It ends in Avoyelles Parish, where the river flows into the Atchafalaya and Mississippi Rivers. The Wichita River begins as a small stream in the mountains of Arkansas, and Catahoula Parish, the Little River, and the Tensaw River merge with the Wichita to form the Black River. The Black River then flows into the Red River just before it joins the waters of the Atchafalaya. The name Atchafalaya comes from the Choctaw words Acha, meaning river, and Falaya, meaning long. The Atchafalaya has a long history of people trying to change and control the river. In the 1830s, Captain Henry Miller Shreve led efforts to clear the so-called Red River Raft, a 150-mile-long tangle of logs that blocked commerce and travel. Earlier, Shreve had created a shortcut for steamboats at Turnbull Bend. This alteration sent more water from the Red into the Atchafalaya. Today, the Atchafalaya still receives water from the Red River, plus 30% of the water volume from the Mississippi. That percentage of flow is held steady by river control structures designed and maintained by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The Pearl River begins in east-central Mississippi and flows into Lake Bourne in Louisiana. After it forms part of our southeastern boundary with Mississippi, the river splits into the East and West Pearl River branches. The area between those two branches is called the Honey Island Swamp and is an important natural habitat for fish and wildlife. Spotlight, Honey Island Swamp. Nearly 70,000 acres of the Honey Island Swamp are a permanently protected wildlife area with plenty of interesting animals and birds. One of the rare species found in the swamp is the Gulf Sturgeon. This species of fish has a prehistoric appearance and is covered by hard, bony plates rather than scales. Gulf sturgeon can grow to 8 feet in length and are believed to live for at least 40 years. These elusive fish live part of the year in freshwater areas like the Honey Island Swamp, where they spawn, produce eggs, and have their young. Juvenile Gulf sturgeons stay in these slow-moving waters for 2 to 3 years. In the colder months, mature Gulf sturgeon migrate out to the Gulf of Mexico, where they feed and spend the winter. The Gulf sturgeon is currently classified as an endangered species, and it is illegal to catch them. The only time most people see them is when they jump out of the water as they are migrating toward the Gulf. They are believed to jump in order to keep the groups of migrating fish together. The Calcasieu River begins in Vernon Parish east of Leesville and flows southward into Lake Charles. In 1926, a deep water channel was dug to connect Lake Charles to the Gulf of Mexico. Later, a system of man-made canals linked waterways from the Atlantic Ocean in Florida all the way to the Gulf of Mexico. In the west, this system connects the Calcasieu River and the Sabine River on Louisiana's western border with Texas. The entire system of connected waterways, known as the Gulf Intercoastal Waterway, provides a safe and continuous channel for small boats and also for ships and barges engaged in trade and commerce. Such improvements helped the port at Lake Charles become the third largest in the state. The Sabine River serves as part of Louisiana's western boundary with Texas. In 1964, the two states began construction of a dam on the Sabine River designed to generate hydroelectric power, electricity produced by water power, and provide water to nearby communities. Completed in 1969, the project also created a giant lake known as the Toledo Bend Reservoir. A reservoir is a lake, usually artificial, where water is stored for people's use. Covering approximately 185,000 acres, the Toledo Bend Reservoir is the largest reservoir in Louisiana and the fifth largest in the United States. The lake is well known for recreational fishing and boating. Lakes. Toledo Bend is just one of many man-made lakes in Louisiana. Others include Lake Darbonne in Union Parish, Lake Claiborne in Claiborne Parish, Sibley Lake in Natchitoches Parish, and Lake Chico in Evangelin Parish. The state has many natural lakes as well. The largest of these natural lakes is called Pontchartrain. Each day, thousands of commuters cross between the north and south shores of the lake via an almost 24-mile-long span called the Causeway Bridge. The causeway is one of the two longest bridges in the world. At 625 square miles, Lake Pontchartrain is very large, but its average depth, ranging between 12 and 14 feet, is quite shallow. The lake is also called a tidal lagoon because it connects to the Gulf of Mexico through a system of narrow channels called the Rigolets. Because it contains a mixture of fresh water from nearby rivers and seawater from the Gulf, its water is classified as brackish. Lake Maurepas is another lake and tidal lagoon with brackish water. It is located to the west of Lake Pontchartrain, and the lakes are connected through a smaller body of water called Passmanchac. Both lakes were named for French noblemen who served the kings of France. Cut-off lakes are formed when rivers seek shorter, straighter courses through flat terrain. The former bends or curves in the river become lakes when the river moves to a straighter route. When the Red River shifted its course away from the town of Natchitoches, it left behind a 39-mile-long cut-off lake. This scenic attraction is called Cane River Lake. It can be confusing to call it both a river and a lake, but in its history, it has been both. Other examples of cut-off lakes in Louisiana include the cleverly named False River in Pointe Coupee Parish, Lake Bruin in Tensaw Parish, and Larto Lake in Catahoula Parish.
A raft created by masses of logs, tree trunks, and other debris could literally block the flow of a river. The water would then overflow into nearby swamps, forming so-called raft lakes. Caddo Lake in Caddo Parish and Lake Bistineau, located in Bossier and Webster Parishes, are raft lakes. Marsh lakes are created behind low groups of ridges located in the marshlands that border Louisiana's Gulf Coast. These ridges rise only slightly above the marsh, but they are dry enough to support the growth of live oak trees along their tops. Chenier means place of oaks in French, and this is where the ridges get their name. The chenilles trap fresh water from the overflow of nearby rivers headed toward the Gulf. The water then collects behind the chenilles, creating lakes. The water remains fresh because the chenilles block the incoming salt water that flows into the marsh of the Gulf. White Lake in Vermilion Parish, Grand Lake in Cameron Parish, and Calcasieu Lake in Calcasieu Parish are all marsh lakes. Bayous. No other waterway is more connected with Louisiana than the bayou. A bayou is a waterway that ranges in size from short and shallow to long and navigable. The word bayou comes from the Choctaw Indian language and means creek. Early French settlers called bayous the sleeping water in reference to bayous that are slow moving. While some bayous are both short and shallow enough to walk across, others are miles long and are deep enough for large boats. These larger bayous can fill with water and send floodwaters rushing out of their banks. Hundreds of bayous spread across the state. Some of them have names that refer to local legends or historical figures. Bayou Lafitte is named after the Louisiana pirate. Other bayous were once channels of the Mississippi River. Bayou Lafourche, called the longest main street in the world, has supported travel, commerce, fishing, and the development of a distinct way of life among the people who live along this water road.